Blog Talk Radio.
Zaka da. Zaka now, 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 now. Yeah. Sing it. Yeah. Let's do it.
Bomb bed, bomb floor against wall. We sex them all to them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. Bomb bed, bomb floor against wall. We sex them all to them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall.
Hello, mean body girl.
Here in the mirror.
Got it, don't give me no icky girl.
Don't you dare.
This is stiffy.
Move your hand away, I make me ram it to stick it, jam it to be down.
Y'all forget sex, though.
Who that ask me why? Y'all let me ask me question, a Frankie guy. So how you act so shy? Me no beg kitty, but me da like a blind.
Me no Batman,
half a me no Robin guy. If you and I have a knot to tie,
no shy.
When me stab it, then you reply. Bite your lips and close your eyes, cause
bomb bed, bomb floor against wall. We sex them all to them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. One bed, one floor against wall. We sex them all to them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall.
Come here, pretty girl.
Your body shape so good. Let me introduce you to a piece of wood.
Vinny, can I be a girl?
I think you could, but I don't want to be misunderstood.
Let me see.
Me no want no girl with only pretty face. Me want the chicken and the waist and the body with the shape and the cherry with the bass. Me the sound and the place. Me the lie up and the case. See the murder up on your face.
Me the airport away.
With some y'all we afraid, cause the whole of them the fish are run down me body bay. Natural baby juice and a concentrate. You never know what's up the love, Dr. Gray.
Go!
Bomb bed, bomb floor against wall. We sex them all to them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, this your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man, and it's all the way live, man. It's Friday, and you know what I'm saying, we're doing it real big. This was my birthday weekend. My birthday was on Tuesday, did it real big. Party with my homeboy, my BFF. Hip-hop legend, Busy B, big shout-out to him. Big shout-out to DJ Cool, hip-hop legend. His birthday was on Wednesday, Team Pisces. Also, shout-out to DJ Reason. His birthday was on the 19th. Also, Hop the Great. Don't forget to check out whoishopthegreat.com. Also, this Saturday, DJ Cool's having his official B-Day party at K2 Lounge. Don't forget to check out Oxygen down in B-More. Shout out to my man Chris doing his thing with that hot club out there. Also, log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Check out www.mypinklush.com for all the hot accessories, jewelry that all the stars be wearing. So check that out. Also, tonight we got some new music from Wale, DJ Jama, all them girls, and we got some music from Swiss Beats and your man Jim Jones called Green Light. So we on Hot or Not Fridays, man. Submit your music to lushradioonline@gmail.com. We do advertise your commercials live on the air. All you got to do is submit in the submission, lushradioonline.com, advertising. Advertise with us. Also, we got different outlets going on, Bras and Bra Stress. Don't forget to check them out online, brasandbrastress.com. Also, don't forget that we got the hot mixtape coming soon, Feed the Streets. So artists, submit your music for Feed the Streets, the mixtape, all right? Also, tonight we got a hot DJ representing the ATL. His man is DJ Tooney. He's going to be live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, man. So tune in, call in, show that love, ATL. You know what I'm saying? Two up, two down, A-Town, what up? We in the building. Shout out to www.me2k.com. We in the building. So tonight we're going to have DJ Tooney. Also, we're going to be talking about that whole crazy situation with your man Lil Wayne that happened this past week, you know what I'm saying, actually last week. And also we're going to talk about Beyonce's new song, like, this girl's bugging out. Call in and tell us how you feel about that. Call in at 347-826-7722. Call in live. We all the way live right now. And we're going to go to a song real quick. And we're going to be right back with your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. Hopefully in a few minutes we're going to have your man, DJ Tooney, live in the building. And we're going to be talking to him about what's going on in ATL and what's popping with him and his whole entire movement. Because You know, he done got a couple of awards. He's doing his thing out there. We're going to talk to him. Big shout out to my girl, Cammy. You know what I'm saying? Much love for her setting up this interview. So we're going to go ahead and play that Pop That by your man, Fresh Montana. And we're going to be right back. Don't stop. Pop That. Don't stop. Let's go.
Don't stop. Pop That. Don't stop.
Yo, this your girl, Leslie. Leslie, all the way live, back in the building. This live radio, I accidentally muted myself. Yo, it's your girl, Friday. Already popping the Mo and the Moscato. We all the way live, man. We live in the building. It's your girl, Leslie. Leslie, man. Don't stop. Pop That. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have your man, DJ Tooney, live in the building. Atlanta's own. He blazing up the airways, blazing up the ones and twos on the turntable. He's a young thing doing his thing out there, man. Big shout out to my girl Cammy for setting up this interview, man. And we all the way live. We're going to go to the phone lines and see if we got our man DJ Tooney in the building. What up, what up, what up, what up?
What's good with you? This Tooney the DJ. How you doing?
Ain't nothing, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane. Woo-hoo!
How you feeling?
Tell me how I'm feeling. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling alive. It's my birthday week. My birthday was on Tuesday. You know what
okay.
I'm saying? Pisces power. We in the building, man.
That's what's up. Shout out to all the Pisces, all the Aries. We doing things down here in the A. You know.
That's what it is.
Appreciate the love, Lushy Lush. Shout out to my girl, Cammy. You know, setting up the interview and everything.
That's what it is, man. Two up, two down. We in the building. What up?
Hey,
for real.
Hey. We just loving this good weather. How's it up there? Tell me about D.C. for a minute. How you loving
man,
up there?
I mean, the weather's shining, but it's still kind of brisky. We don't got that ATL love out here, man. We ain't feeling
right.
That warm. You know what I'm saying? We can't wear them Daisy Dukes. Don't stop. Look at the fellas. Break Dukes off. We can't do all that right now.
Yeah, at least not now, because when it get hot up there, it's concrete hot. So I know about that.
You can fry an egg on the streets off that one. You can fry an egg on the floor.
Yeah, you can. Well, congratulations on your show, your success, and what you're doing. I appreciate the love, you know, so what's good?
I mean, ain't nothing much, man. Before we get into this interview, man, you know, I know Kerry set up the interview, but do you have any other shout-outs before we get into this?
Oh, definitely. I want to shout out my whole Rock Harder DJ family, the Robin Hood Click family, you know, my partner Milo. I want to shout out all my supporters, all my fans, all my followers, all my DJs who down with me, you know what I'm saying, and just everybody like that, because without them, it's not even to me.
Definitely. Now, you in ATL, you originally from ATL? Because what I noticed is a lot of people out of ATL ain't originally from ATL. It'd be wild out there, man. Are you originally from ATL?
No, I'm originally from Dayton, Ohio, Midwest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You know, moved down this way. You back in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, with mom and dad. So I kind of grew up down here, you know, so I'm a transplant. Yeah.
I'm a transplant. I'm going to have to do that.
Right. Yeah. That's
right.
What it is.
Real talk.
Yeah.
But, so making the adjustment was basically you all Atlanta right now. You know what I'm saying? Basically,
right.
You all Atlanta. So the Atlanta movement, you know what I'm saying, then went through his whole evolution, you know what I'm saying, from trauma to they whole crew with DJ Holiday and everything like that.
Right.
Like, you know
right.
what I'm saying, like all those people putting that stamp in. Now, you in the game, and you going hard in the game. Now, tell me what inspired you to get into this music industry and go ahead and touch the ones and twos.
Well, really, I started out, you know, just as an artist, you know, just spitting. And, you know, my love for that, it was just, you couldn't tell me nothing about it. And what made me become a DJ, I'm going to simplify it. It was because a lot of DJs sometimes, you know, they very arrogant, you know, towards artists. Or they feel like, you know, the artist can't make it without them, you know. But my whole standpoint is that's really why I became a DJ, you know, so that I could show love to the artist, because I'm an artist and I know how it feels. You know what I'm saying? As an artist taking your music to a DJ and the DJ kind of, you know, shun you away. You know what I'm saying? So really, it's a particular DJ who did that in Atlanta. I won't say no names, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I got to shout out my partner, DJ T-Rock, because he know the whole story. That's CEO of Rock Harder. But one particular DJ, you know what I'm saying, he made me touch them ones and twos, you know, and start taking jobs and hiring DJs and showing artists love, you know what I'm saying? So That's really what it was, you know, just the underground. The underground inspired me to do it.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Like, showing love, because just like
yeah.
you, I started off as an artist also back in the day and stuff. I was an artist. I was writing poetry. I was dancing and everything. I wanted to be on Soul Train, man. I was in this
right.
joint crazy.
yeah.
You know?
Hey, I see.
But then you find your niche in the game that takes you to a whole nother level. So, like, now, even when you DJing, if you decided, oh, boom, I'm going to drop a whole album, you done already
right.
left the mark already with your DJing, so they're going to embrace whatever you do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because
right.
you done
right.
established yourself in a different aspect in the industry, you know what I mean?
Exactly. You know, I found my niche, you know what I'm saying? It just, it fell on my lap. I ran away
mm-hmm.
with it, you know, and see now, like, you know, as an artist, it's hard to go to club owners, you know, and be like, hey,
mm-hmm.
you know, we want to do this, we want to do that. But as a DJ, you know, when
yes,
I walk
sir.
Through the door, it's different because, you know, they
mm-hmm.
hear a DJ and the DJ make their club do what it do. So,
yeah
I love it. I love being a DJ.
A DJ can either make or break an event. You already know what it is, man. A DJ
exactly.
can make or break an event. Now,
right.
question. What do you feel
okay.
are the three elements of DJing?
Well, first off, you have to know how to mix, period. If you can't mix, you're really not a DJ. Second off, you have to know exactly what songs to play. You got, even though you're behind the booth, you got to be in the crowd. You know what I'm saying? You got to be in the crowd, so you have to know what to play. You know, and then third, you know, you got to be able to, you know, chukka, you know, cut and scratch a little bit. Not the best, but you got to be able to do certain things like that. You know, you got to be able to
a little,
At least a little something. Yeah. So, you know, those are like three of the elements. You know, you just got to know what to play. And then you got to be able to blend your music. You got to mix it good. And, you know, rock the crowd. That's it. You got to rock the crowd.
Yo, a lot of people tell me, a lot of people, you know, they want to get into, you know, they want to get into it and everything, like, with the blending and everything, like, with the blending, like, what is the key when you blend it? How do you know to blend the right song and drop that? Like, do you listen to the beat? Do you listen to what they're talking about? How do you know when to drop the right song?
It's the energy in the crowd. You know, it's the energy in the crowd. You know, I give you few examples. You know, like, shout out to my partner Future, he really going hard down here, but like, say if I put on the Future track, you know, and the energy is crazy, you know what I'm saying, I cannot come back with you know, a little slow something. I have to keep the beats per minute right there. You know, it's got to either, it's got to elevate or it's got to stay where it's at. So really you just have to feel it, beats per minute. You know, you have to know where you can, where you can gauge, you know, from whether you're doing the beats per minute on from 70, you can go 75 or something like that, maybe down to 65, but you have only so far, but you just got to know. You know, it's your, it's your library. As a DJ, you got to have a library of music. So you got to, that's how I do it.
Wow, we got to call it live on the line. You're live in the building, 770. You're live in the building with your girl, Lexi Ness, and DJ Tony. What's good?
Hi, my name is Janice. I want to just shout out to my favorite DJ and thank him for helping my career. Hello, my name is Ricardo.
Oh! How old are you? How old are you?
9, 10.
Oh, man, wow. You're the same age as my daughter. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
So you DJ, you DJing at 9 years old?
No.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Hello?
So what's your, hello? We can hear you. Tell us about your career. How did can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell us how DJ Tooney inspired your career?
Because he helped me make it to the top and I was able to do what I wanted to do in the studio.
Oh wow.
What is your name?
Jadis Akayo.
Jadis, what's happening?
Wow.
I know Jadis. Jadis is very, very talented. Very talented. Her and her crew, they're very talented. They got a lot of things going on. Y'all got a talent show coming up, too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that love.
Wow. So what you, Jay, what you do? You sing, rap? What you do, baby?
We rap.
Oh, you know I'm gonna put you on the spot now. This Freestyle Friday, on Fridays now.
Uh-oh,
you got something,
Jay,
for me? You got something for me, Jay?
Yeah. We need our
go
first
ahead.
Song.
Go ahead and hit me with something, baby girl.
Okay. I was walking down the street, seeing people on the left of me. I keep a number 2 pencil because they always testing me. They always stop and say, so I say, take a picture, please. The number 2 pencil come in handy for the rest of me. Okay, I'm fresh, hot like the summer bee. My Jordan stay clean like an icy white t-shirt. Should be on like CeeLo, but I'm not no green. I'm going to tell you how I rock, and I rock real clean.
Man, we the kids, we got the power every hour controlling you. I'm at the top of my game, you know what to do. On my phone, that's my home straight, blowing you dumb. Talking loud, freaking proud, you ain't feeling my song. But guess what, I'm in this camp, yeah, I'm on the scene. Yeah, Jada, she the queen, but the bottom line is I'm still the king.
Hey! What?
Yes, hold on, I got something for her, man. That takes a lot of guts, especially being 9 years old. And stuff.
Right.
You need to talk to my daughter, man. She ain't trying to rap. She be faking. let me give you some love. Let's give you love. Yay!
I like that. Yeah. That's what's up, Jay. I like that.
Let's love the kids. I might have to But y'all going to have to come out here the DMV and come, because I deal with the schools. I got elementary school. Y'all definitely could come and rock out here. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know her mom. She'll make that happen. Her mom is on top of it, so I know she'll make that happen.
I can definitely get that popping and get the video footage for them and everything. Make that joint jump off. Let's go.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna hold you accountable for that, because, you know, ears are burning right now.
Let's get it popping. Let's start it off. I got an elementary school, and they love new music. I always bring kids that's trying to do their thing, because, you know, besides doing radio, I also teach and stuff, so I love kids. You know,
okay.
That's what's up. So we got another call on the line. All of y'all showing this love right here. Okay, 444 live in the building with your man DJ Tooney. What it do, baby?
Oh, yes, I just want to give a shout-out to the number one DJ in Atlanta, two of the DJs. This is
yeah, that's what's up. I appreciate the love.
All the time.
That's what's up. Wow.
That's what's up. They showing you love over there, homie. Okay.
Hey, they show me love here, so you know it's all good. I ain't even tripping.
Watch out now. So, okay. Another question, DJ Tooney. Now, what do you feel is the biggest discrepancy or biggest misconception about the DJ?
Woo! Let me see. Let's see. We're going to skip that question. We're going to go to another. I got to think about that. I got to skip that one. We're going to go to another one. I got to know how to word that one right.
Okay, it's all good. We'll come back to it, but I'm going to get you now.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you.
I know you're going to get me. You got me on that one. You know, but I think the kids is listening. I don't want it too much, say too much for their ears, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's a big discrepancy. Big discrepancy.
Okay.
Yeah, you know how
they
go.
Okay. All right, and besides that, the discrepancy, the misconception, but what's the hardest adversity that you've dealt with in your career of being a DJ?
Let me see the adversity. Let's see. I'm gonna be straight up. You know, for some reason I have like really been, blessed. You know what I'm saying? As far as just being able to go, no matter what club it is, no matter what party it is, a lot of people, they just show me love. And I guess it's because I paid a lot of dues as an artist. A lot of people know my track record as an artist, being on the road with Lil Jon, Pastor Troy, a lot of major artists, and I guess it was kind of a walk-in situation for me. So far it's just been good. I have no discrepancies, adversaries, so it's cool.
Okay. If you can work with anybody in the industry, dead or alive, who would it be?
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Just be in the studio with him, just cutting up some, his records, and behind the booth while he up there with me. You know what I mean? Just being in the midst of Michael, because he's the best. He's the greatest. Now, alive. I like Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I like Jay-Z. I like his swag. His music, and the dude got power, and I would really like to, just listen to his story, so it's people like that,
Okay, all right. Okay, we got some more callers live on the line. If you're calling in right now, you're tuning in, we got DJ Tooney live from the ATL, one of the hottest DJs doing his thing, man. Artists, you need to get at this dude, no matter where you're from. People from all over worldwide. This man is in the mix 24 hours a day. It's crazy bananas, man.
Yes,
I heard from the birdie that this dude is fine as I don't know what out here, man. So the ladies, I know they losing their mind out there in ATL, man.
Oh, wow. I appreciate that love. I appreciate that love from that 30. Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and bring in another caller. We got another caller from the 404. 404, you're live in the building with your man DJ Tony.
Ask the question.
404.
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you live on the line. Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, I want to ask DJ Tui, what's the most livest, hottest club you done been to in ATL since being a DJ? That's
okay.
And has shown him a lot of love.
Let me tell you, okay, I DJed at, you know, Club Crucial, which is T.I.'s club. I DJed at the Pool Palace. I DJed at Strokers. I DJed at Red Train, you know, but the livest club. And this is bar none on everything. It's a little hole in the wall right in there.
And I'm already now.
And it's called Milo's. Milo's Bar and Grill. It's the hottest club. Yeah, you already know. It's Friday night. You know, it's Freaky Friday. I'm going to be out there tonight. We going in. It's going to be crazy. It's not just the hottest club, but, you know, shout out to my partner, Milo, because he does so much for the community. You know what I'm saying? He brought the breath back in Marietta, you know, so it's like, it's Milo's. It's Milo's. You know that?
That's right.
All the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we turn that everywhere.
Oh, man, they going in over there, man.
That's
what's up. Yeah.
That was
what's up. Hey, we gotta pop a few bottles for this interview tonight. Everybody come out to Milo's. It's gonna be crazy tonight. Everybody.
Definitely. I know when I get out of ATL, man, I'm definitely gonna check y'all out there, man, and come over there and see how that love is out there. I know I got fam out there in ATL. That's my other little stomping ground when I'm in the building.
Okay. Yeah, we got you.
We got another call alive in the building from the 347. What it do, baby? New York, New York. What up, though?
Hey, what up, Lush?
What up, yo? Is this,
what's going
is
on,
this
man? KK Chopper, you know I'm in the building, man. Hey, what up, man, out there in the ATL?
What's up with you, Chop? How you doing, baby?
Man, I'm moving and grooving. I see what you're doing. I've been listening, man. I'm liking what I hear.
That's what's up, family. I appreciate the love.
Of course it's love, man. You got to get ready for me, AK Chop, man. I'm coming with the squad. You already know how it's going. I'm about to get shaved up and cleaned up, you know, so I can look nice on the weekend.
That's what it is.
You already know what it is, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You're with the right
sir.
Person. You know, Lush is the one with the purse, you know, digging it. You're going to get some money out of it.
There it is. Lushy Lush.
Hey, let me ask you something, man. What's that thing out there in the ATL, man, that y'all like to do that I could bring from New York that we could bring that flavor and connect?
Shoot, as far as on what level, you know what I'm saying? You know, you talking about the clubs or you
like
talking
on
about
that,
the
and on that club level, we coming through, we trying to bring it through, we trying to connect with the peoples out there because, you know,
okay.
It came from the south to the north, you know, so we coming back to the south.
I mean, shoot, you know, all you got to do, man, I give you my info and all that. You know, we can link up as soon as you get here, you touch down.
Hey, send that through, man. Either it's direct line, man, or do Lush. I'm with it. Talk about it.
I make sure Lush get that to you, you know, because it's all love.
Exactly, man. But like I said, I've been listening, man. Believe me, I'm a listener.
Okay.
I search for
talent. I hear your talent. I like your talent, man. I see you, man. You be grooving. And then you shout out the hole-in-the-wall spot, so I really like it.
Got to, you know. Hey, it's like it's a hole in the walls. Come on, man. You know we
but
can
those
we can
be the choice, though, man.
What? Of course. You know
those
I
be the choice.
About...
DJ get loose, everybody get loose, man.
Really, wow. Really. Believe me.
Yeah. Chop, stay on the line with us real quick. Chop, AK Chop. That's our dude, man. He's doing big things out of New York. It's one crazy. Definitely gonna link y'all. This is what Let's Radio Online do. We link people up. Whether it's celebrities, whether it's DJs, we link them up together and stuff. I'll give you opportunities. Regular radio stations don't even let y'all talk to these cats.
Right,
right. But Lush Radio Online do. You know what I'm saying? We make connections. Even old school cats that ain't talk to each other for a minute, we connect live on a. It's not a game, son. That's why we call the people voice, man. Let's Radio Online all the way live, baby. And you're now tuned in to your boy DJ Tony and your girl Lushy Lush, man. So, Tony, back to this joint, okay? Interview.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
All right. The other thing is, like, okay, everybody, every DJ has, like, their dream system. If you could get a brand new system right now that you could DJ on, what would it be?
Let me see. I kind of like the new video joints. You know, the CDJ, the Pioneer. I kind of like those. You know, I haven't done the videos, but, you know, it's all about the songs and still it's about spinning. But I like those. That's what I would get, you know. And because, I mean, you know, we rock with what we got. You know, we keep it official. So, yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to hear your opinion on this because some DJs have issues and situations with some of these push button cats. Some people right? And I've seen like even some of the old school cats from the females to the dudes. Besides them being artists, now they DJing. Like you seen Erykah Badu, she DJ at her events and stuff like that or whatever. But you got some people that got big names. Not gonna drop no names though, but. That say they DJs but don't know how to mix. All they do is punch a button. So there's a difference from when they said disc jockeys, people that used to talk on the radio like me. Some people call me DJ Lush. I'm like, yo, son, I'm not a DJ. I do a personality. You know what I'm saying? Now, you can call me jockey as a radio personality, but I'm not a DJ, somebody that scratches and mixes, right? What's your viewpoint? That say call themselves quote-unquote DJs, but they push button and they not scratching, they haven't trained on vinyl, you know what I'm saying? What's your point on?
Well, me, myself, I luckily enough, I have a partner named DJ Razor who has taught me vinyl. He taught me vinyl, and I really started out on the CDJ. Now, the difference between that, you know, you're still scratching, you still mix it. It's a different feel than the vinyl, you know. But at the end of the day, it's really all about the music. You know, if you can get that crowd rocking, you know what I'm saying, you can get that club jumping, then you're successful. I've had DJs come in with vinyl, and, you know, like the owners were like, we got to get them up out of here. You know, so basically it's about the talent. And, you know, I guess it's to each their own. You know, like I say, luckily enough, I can spin vinyl, you know, or I can spin, you know, the CDJs. I prefer the CDJs because, for one, you know, they're easier to carry, you know, and I guess like with the computer nowadays, like Serato and stuff like that, you know, we don't have to carry crates or nothing like that. So it's pretty much, it's to each their own. A talent is a talent, you know, whether it's old school or new school.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I mean, it's getting to the point where you can freaking DJ now with your freaking iPhone with the iRig, and you can put your iPad and you can DJ on the system. It's crazy. Now they got the little, you seen the light up thing? The thing they got that light that they had out of California? That joint crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
I would say, like, as long as you can show your craft, you know, like, I can go to an iPhone and do all that, but I don't have nothing else to prove because people already know I can spin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're starting off on the iPhones and, you know, that's the route you take, I won't knock you, but, I mean, you got to feel some type of way, you know. Like, you got to feel some type of way because, you know, it's DJs out here who's spinning on vinyl. It's DJs out here who's spinning on the CDJs. It's DJs out here, you know, who really – you know, going at it, and I love my craft. I don't want to step away from the turntables. I don't want to do all that. I love my craft. I love spinning out. I love scratching. I love all that. So, you know, it's fun to me. It's a sport. You know, so they missing out. If they DJing from my iPhone, they missing out. They missing out on the fun.
Okay. All right. Now, for your fans, everybody love you as this DJ that's doing everything out there in ATL. Looking out for the artists and stuff right now. Now, if you wasn't DJing or doing artistry, what's something that your fans don't know about you?
If I wasn't doing that, you know, well, I run a cleaning service down here, you know, so I've been a CEO since, like, 96, you know, getting money on that end. I would have to be an owner or something, you know, that's what it is. You know, I'm a businessman first. You know, that's how I would get my money. You know, some type of, whether it's a lawn service, whether it's, you know, a cleaning service, some type of a service or business. You know, that's what I would do. Because I love my free time. You know, I'm flexible. And, you know, when you put yourself in a position like that, you know, that's probably what I would be doing. Something like that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of other things, but, you know, I'm just going to keep it right there. Yeah.
What's your favorite cereal, though? My favorite cereal?
My favorite? In the whole wide world. Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks. You know what I'm saying? I'm still debating on which one is best, you know, because sometimes I feel like Apple Jacks. Sometimes I feel like Fruit Loops, you know. But those are my cereals. Yeah. So what's your favorite cereal, Lushy?
Honey Nut Cheerios. Okay.
Okay. I like that.
Honey Nut Cheerios. I like them. But, you know, I'm kind of torn, though, from them, Honey Graham?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
With the nuts in between and all that.
Okay.
No, not Honey Bunches of Oats. You know the Graham joints.
Graham?
Golden Grahams. Yes.
Yeah. I love me some
Golden Grahams, man. Golden Grahams and some Honey Nut Cheerios, man. Honestly, you know, back in the day, Saturday morning cartoons, you sit there and you eat that joint.
Right.
Yeah.
You is crazy.
I know. See, the difference between me and other people is, like, I want to be and talk to you so, like, you eating some, you know, peanut butter and jelly and we sitting on some and we chilling, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Open up a box of the noodles and we sharing that joint, man. That's how we going now. That's Radio Online. It's all the way live. So the other thing is, we're going to go back to that question I asked you earlier. What are some of the discrepancies or misconceptions they have about DJs?
Well, you know, I guess it would be like that we sleep around a lot. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the biggest. I told you it's gonna be, you know, kind of juicy.
Man, it ain't that juicy. I thought you was about to say something.
I ain't gonna go in there deep like that. But you know, a lot of times, see, you know, like I have a lot of lady friends. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And the misconception is that you know, I'm personally involved with them all, and I'm really not. You know what I'm saying? I just love the ladies. You know what I'm saying? But it comes with the territory, though.
I mean, that's your fan base.
It does, and I don't knock it.
Yeah.
I love the ladies.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I have two lady female DJs, you know, who I actually taught from scratch. You know, and shout out to DJ Sexy Red. Shout out to DJ Stiletto. Shout out to my other DJ, Jay Dangerous. You know, I got a lot of DJs, you know, so I said, I love the ladies. Love the ladies.
Well, ladies go hard in the paint, man. We go hard in the paint. We ready to work. You know,
exactly.
I love y'all men, but sometimes I don't know, y'all get caught up. Women to ride or die.
You're right. You're definitely right. You're right about that.
Where there's a will, there's a way, and we will find it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh, shout out to DJ Don't Stop too. That's another female DJ of mine. You know, she's from Memphis. You know, well, Chattanooga area. My bad, Tennessee. You know, she do her thing too. You know, got a lot of DJs. Yeah.
Man, that word Chattanooga sound like hard as I don't know what if I said that three times. Chattanooga.
Hey, shout out to Chattanooga. It's some hood spots up there. I'm telling you, like. Shout out to the country, man. Word up. Ain't nothing like the country.
But you know what I'm saying, anything new that's going on? I know tonight y'all partying at Milo's. What was it, Milo's or something like that?
Milo's, yeah.
Yeah,
Milo's.
Yeah, throw that out to the people and you know what I'm saying, what's the new stuff you got going on? Any mixtapes, anything like that?
I got a few mixtapes. coming out. I have The Heart of It All 3. You know, everybody, it'll be posted, you know. And The Heart of It All, what I do is I take a lot of local artists, you know, up-and-coming artists, and I put their stuff, you know, on this mixtape. You know, I call it The Heart of It All because really, you know, they're hungry, you know, and that's the heart of it, you know, and they go hard. So I got, and I got a new mixtape coming out for the ladies. It's called Seduction. I got to shout out my partner, Shawty Jizzle. He just started his tour. I was supposed to be the DJ on that event, but, you know, we had another big party that's going on Saturday over at Scoreboard over in Smyrna. So, you know, I had to do that for my partner, Alpha T. He's another big, big name down here, big host and all that and promoter. So, you know what I mean? We got a lot of stuff going on. I could talk all day. You know, y'all just got to, y'all got to Facebook me, you know, tweet me, Instagram me, you know, we could do it like that.
Hey, put that information out there for today. Instagram, the Facebook, and all that, because it's Follow Fridays, man. Let's go.
Okay, well, I am Tuie the DJ. I'm going to spell that for y'all. TOUIEDADJ. Y'all can go on Facebook. That's my Facebook name. That's my Instagram name. That's my Twitter name. So, y'all hit me up. Y'all find out where I'm at. Pretty much the city, they know where I be. You know, they know where I be because, you know, they come out, they show love. So, any out-of-towners, if you ever come to the A, look me up. We're going to show y'all how we do it down here in the South. Hood, country, classy, don't matter.
What's that email if anybody want to submit some music to you?
Okay, it's DJ Tuie. That's DJ TOUIE at gmail.com. And, you know, you can just shoot me that, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what you want to do with it. I'm always listening to my artists. I never overlook one song, you know, so some days I'm just sitting back just listening to all this music. If it's hot, I'm going to tell you it's hot on my opinion. If it's cold, I'm going to tell you it's cold on my opinion.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, it's hot enough Fridays, and we got some music that's in today. But, DJ Tuie, man, we just appreciate you and everything that you're doing right now. And if you had any advice for somebody trying to get into this game, what would it be?
Just be careful of the snakes, first off. You know your business. And, you know, you really got to, you can't just think it's going to happen overnight. You got to grind. You got to grind. You can't give up. You know, like, I'm living my dream right now. As a DJ, that's my niche and it's my dream. You know, and I'm going to take it higher and higher. You know, I've won, you know, 3 years in a row, you know, hottest DJ in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my supporters, everybody who showed me love. Couldn't have done it without y'all. So I just say you gotta have that. You got to have that drive and determination. You know, you're going to get 1,000 no's, but you might get that one yes that'll change all that. So that's all I say, you know, just keep going at it. And connect yourself around people, you know, with positive energy. Positive energy, you know. Mm-hmm.
They always say you're always one person away from your blessing.
Right.
They always say.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, you know. And definitely you got to keep God first. You got to stay prayed up, you know, because, I mean, it's crazy out here. And you got to stay prayed up.
Definitely. That's real talk right there, man. And, you know, to drop it today, I just want to get your feedback on it because I know you're a busy man. We're going to let you know, you know, stop keeping you hostage for too long.
It's all good. I don't mind. I'm cooling with you. I'm cooling.
So, you know, we had a couple little episodes that was going on this past week, you know what I'm saying, that was bugged out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I know you're a DJ, so I know this had to fly by your desk. Your girl Beyonce new song. And apparently that came from Hit Boy, and apparently from what I heard from the grapevine, it wasn't really supposed to be for her, but somebody pulled strings, whatever the situation was, because you know what I'm saying, we did a power here. Now, what's your feedback on it? Because at the same time, everybody looking at her as this positive person. So do you feel like it contradicts her? Or what are you saying? She's human and we need to deal with it. What you think about it?
Well, first of all, she's Beyonce. I'm going to put that out there. She's Beyonce. She's like the queen. That's in my book. You know, she really has nothing to prove to no one. And the song, it fits her. I mean, because, you know, bow down. bow down. You know, she that chick. You know, I mean, I like Beyonce. I love what she's doing, her energy. I think with her being an artist, a lot of times people say contradicts, but a lot of times, as artists, we can't limit ourselves at all. If we limit ourselves, then we doing that. We not, you know, you're limiting yourself. You got to have your full artistry. You know, I've DJed, I've managed, I've been an artist, I've done all that. But at the end of the day, we entertainers. We entertain people. People watch us. So I support what she's doing. You know, and as far as it not being her song, I don't know. It fit her well. Fit her well.
I don't know. I know. I'm raw. Really. I mean, that's cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I personally don't agree with it. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with it. And it's not, I don't feel like it's in regards to, like, limitations or anything. I just don't think the song was for her in regards to her ranges and stuff. That song just was not her. You know what I'm saying? And her songs, I don't really like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really a team Beyonce, like, oh, I'm about to fall out type joint. You know what I'm saying?
But
all I'm saying is I was like, I had to listen to the joint twice and be like, is this Beyonce though? You know what I'm saying? I was just shocked. But at the same time, she got the money, so she can do whatever the hell she wants. I just don't like the song, point blank. I don't like it, and that's me. You know what I'm saying? But
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Off that Beyonce subject, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now the next subject is my man Lil Wayne. My man Lil Wayne. Sipping on some scissor. Sipping on some scissor. Now, First off, I'm sitting here chilling with my peoples and stuff, right? And that, you know, I deal with people deep in the industry, and I'm sitting here and I'm like, yo, people hit me online, even Global Glam, my man Russell Simmons, like the God. If he said something, we all going to whatever he say, right? So Global Glam's putting out my man is on his deathbed, blah, 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 seizures.
Right.
Twitter's lighting up, Facebook lighting up, people saying this man's dead. I'm like, how is he dead? What the hell are y'all talking about? I'm celebrating my birthday popping bottles. What are y'all talking about? So everybody's saying one story, saying this TMZ, but you know, sometimes they be on some other stuff. I don't trust anything they because they make up stories to get money. But you got him blasting the joint out, this, that, and third passing out, and I'm like, yo. What's really going down? You got my man Meek Mill saying, yo, my man is sitting here watching the game. We playing video games. We doing this. But people is reporting saying, they reported from the hospital this dude's in there. So I'm like, then I come to find out, my people was telling me, they was like, yo, son, dude's coming out with an album tomorrow.
Right.
I was like, come on, son. People going that hard with publicity stunts, dog? Publicity stunts? Just in order, yo, dude on his deathbed, in order for you to sell, come on, man. And people ask me, well, because they really think this dude's going to die.
Right.
Yo, I don't, how you feel about that situation, man? I think that
I mean, still to this day, I don't know what was true and what was not true because it was so many stories. You know, and my thing is, if he was, whatever, you know what I'm saying, get well. You know, if not, then it was a crazy publicity stunt. I don't even think Lil Wayne, like, really needs to do no publicity stunt like that to sell. You know, he's just one of the hottest artists that's out right now. People still buying his music. You know, so I personally really have no feelings on it. Not that at all. I mean, if that's what it was, that's what it was, you know, and that's how I feel on it.
Yo, you such a neutral person. I love your neutral ass.
Hey, well, you know, me being neutral, you know, that means I'm observant. You know what I'm saying? And I hate for something. If I feel strong about something, I'm on it. You know, but if I just don't know, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, I take a why?
Yeah, I feel you. But my break on it is that, you know what I'm saying, the person that he is, he really don't need that. You know what I'm saying? It was no need for that. I was like, okay, if the dude was dying, I hope that the situation, you know what I'm saying, was better if he was ill at the time. But my thing is, like, if it really was, though, like, real talk, like, because when they said the album was dropping, I'm like, yo, I'm done. I don't even have nothing to say after that because it's crazy. It had to be a pussy stuff because people only do dumb. I mean, and it's like, do you feel yourself, like, losing your stardom? What's the situation? Like, I mean, you got artists under you. You always want to be on there talking about Tucci. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you can say Tucci one time and you still walk down. What are you talking about? It's wild, but you know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online, you tuned in with your man, DJ Tooney. ATL's hottest DJ doing his thing. It's going crazy right now. If you're in the ATL area, you need to go check this dude. Whether you're down, don't forget to email him if you got that hot music. Make sure it's fire. Don't send my man no lukewarm stuff, no garbage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's DJ Tooney at Gmail. DJ Tooney, T-O-U-I-E, all over the place. Google your man. He's in the building. I just want to tell you, man, I thank you. I appreciate you. Love you. Nothing but respect for you. Keep doing what you do, man. And, you know, you always got a home at Lush Radio Online, fam.
That's what's up, Lushy Lush. I appreciate what you got going on. Once again, shout out to my girl Cammy for making this happen. That's my partner, Low End, ENT and all that. You know, she running things over there, Tony Rome. Shout out to all my artists out here, you know, from Crosstown to Shawty Jizzle, Product Team, Smyrna Boys, you know, just the whole Robin Hood clique. Everybody who really going in and doing their thing, man. Appreciate the love, you know, all the supporters, everybody called in. And that's what it is. We at Milo's tonight, Freaky Friday. Y'all know where we at. 11 Garrison Road, Marietta, Georgia, 3008. Come see me.
That's what it is, man. Check that joint out. And I got some new hot music. It's Hot or Not Friday from your man Jim Jones featuring Switch Beats. Green Light. It's in the building, Lush Radio Online, and we turned up. Pop your bottles, baby. Pisces in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate you, Lush.
That's what it is, man. Nothing but love for my dude, man. Back to
tell him I'm dead. Yeah, I love this motherfucker. Crashing parties, ordering bottles with a Patron. Drinking champagne. Pretty fly girl. Foreign cars, new watches. Burn this motherfucking money.
Why wouldn't we?
Can't take it with us.
Nah.
What am I supposed to do? Then every summer, by the newest drop. Popping bottles, taking supermodels to the block. It ain't fat. Put two up in the back. Alligator strap, why you do it like that? Pour so many bottles, I'ma need another section. Levels on the shoes like a feet was PMS. Bad red bone, Valentino clutches. C12 automatic Lamborghini clutches. Party all night and we duck the morning. This vampire life, nigga, the morning. Leaving out the club, jumping the phone. Then we valet the car, leaving with the door.
Got the whip all clean and the top off too. Tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? Got shorty in the club and the girlfriends too.
What?
Tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? Green light go, green light go, green light go, green light go, green light go. I got all this money and nothing to do. Damn, tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do?
We ain't worried about no petty threats. Big jury on making heavy bets. We got the bank stopping whatever's left. I hit his face back, but he never left. One thing about beef, man, it never rests. Catch you in the street and put your head to rest. Matter of fact, it's double R's in my head rest. Get money, big set of bets. Snatching and put the fuck on him. Blow his brains out like I put the fifth on him. It shouldn't be a crime the way I'm catching bodies. Now I take it down for a sexy hottie.
Got the whip all clean and the top off too.
What?
Tell me what the fuck
am I supposed to do?
Got shorty in the club and the girlfriends too.
What?
Tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? Green light go, green light go, green light go, green light go, green light go. I got all this money and nothing to do. Damn, tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? You got a homie in the club with his fake ass crew. Damn, tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? Green light go, green light go.
For millionaires, felons too.
Word.
I'm more like the Cartier, Bell on Blue.
All go,
listen
go.
Clear what I'm telling you.
You hear me?
I make
you
the roof disappear while I'm belling through. Took shots, that's a bad attempt.
Whoa.
Circle around your block, paper tag 10.
Yes.
Spent a couple hundred when I had to vent.
True.
And if the dealer didn't have it, then I had to send.
I need that.
Now bags cost six long.
Hey,
pretty women hopping out of big cars. 500 horses with Ferrari status. And I solemnly swear I would never stop.
Got the whip off playing and the top off too. What? Tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? Got shorty in the club and the girlfriends too. What? Tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? Green light go, green light go, green light go, green light go, green light go. I got all this money and nothing to do. Damn, tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? Tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? Tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do? Green light go, 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 green light go. Let them blow.
You are now listening to Lush Radio Online, man, all the way live, man, the people's voice, www.lushradioonline.com. Follow on Instagram at Lush Radio Online, at CEO Lushy Lush, man. We all over here. Google us, man. We done interviewed all the way from Tashina Arnold, Pam from Martin, you know what I'm saying, First Lady L, you know, Curtis Blow, all the way down to French Montana, Fat Joe. Everybody you could think of, man, they've been live on here, man. They rock with a special ad, you know what I'm saying, old school to new school, actors, athletes. We not playing no games, man. Lush Radio Online, we all the way live. Check us out on YouTube, Lush Radio Online. And that was Hot or Not Fridays, Jim Jones, Capo, and your man Swizzy. I don't know about that joint, son. I don't know. I think I had to listen to it several times. I don't know. I ain't really feeling that joint. I got to get that drink or not. I don't know what they're thinking about, man. I'm going to go to the caller on the line from ACL. Hot or not or lukewarm? Are you in between with that or you like that? 770, what's good? All right. We'll keep 770 on the line. Okay, so, you know what I'm saying? That was that new Capo. So now I got a DJ Drama. I got DJ Drama joint with Wale live on this joint. This is another Hot or Not for Friday. Artists, don't forget to submit your music, you know what I'm saying, into us at lushradioonline@gmail.com, and we run your music. We also run ads and stuff on here, so get with us on advertising and running your commercial live on the line and stuff. This is Wale, French Montana. It's Wale, DJ Drama. It's called So Many Girls. That new shit, Lush Radio Online exclusive. We're gonna play that joint. We're gonna tell me how you feel about that joint. How to not a lukewarm.
Sit your finer right there. Come join on my table and don't question what tonight in.
Toss a couple dollars and she down for whatever. Don't make no promises, but promise I can fuck you better.
That singing, I beat it. That YM too legit to quit. You thinking that you better than that Venus and Serena. I'm all up on my latest chick. She saying this, that great. I one, two, stroker. We caught up in the moment. To turn up, V12 and I burn up. My chick that flop, then yo done hurt up. 4 a.m. and we still popping bottles. Probably have a new chick tomorrow, cause there's so many.
Yeah. in this picture. Got a bucket full of liquor. And I know y'all got that bag, but y'all got way too many. Good. Your phone up, Tiger got some roll up, loud bitch with your bad ass, cause these good girls, this ain't no fun, double cup and I'm slowed up, smoking double my soul fur, she can fly, clean the style, I'm the reason why you phoned up, New York, I'm in slow bucks, D.C. got that old cup, hold up, these niggas went over, straight shot, sipper, I ain't mixing my liquor, I'm not kidding, y'all some Fisher Price niggas, and we some life flippers, hoping that this life give us a lot of money. And the woman to ride with a man, bitch.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, that was so many girls right there. DJ Drama, Wale, Roscoe Dash, you know what I'm saying? Hot and not a lukewarm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a big Wale fan, you know what I'm saying? But song is kind of right, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Roscoe Dash fan, you know what I'm saying? Drink all right. I don't know if this is the same song that I saw the video for, and that was kind of weird to me, and I understand it. I don't know. It was featuring Rick Ross. I don't know if that's the same song. But I like this song, but that song I did see, Wale, I don't know. That joint was kind of weird. I thought they was on some loony stuff. I don't know. But we live in the building. Let's Radio Online right now. Yo, big situation, Beyonce's new song, Bow Down, okay? Along with that Lil Wayne situation about the seizure. Sipping on some scissor. Let's talk about that. We got a caller from the 202. All right, DMV, what up?
What's up, Lush? How you doing?
What's
your boy, good? A.K.A. Mr. Loud Punch.
What up, Mr. Loud Punch? If y'all don't know, this is my big bro and one of our sponsors, DC Mixtapes, Mr. Loud Punch himself. Doing real big things, man. It's about to be crazy right now. Feed the Streets mixtape coming soon. Smack you in the face with it. It's crazy right now. What up, Bobby?
Ain't too much. Just chilling right now. Just riding through the city.
What's the weather like out there right now?
It's nice right now. It's nice. Ain't too chilly. It's nice. Definitely nice.
That's what's up. So talk to us, man, you know, tell us what's going on. You got the Feed the Street mixtape. You got a whole bunch of things going on, man. Talk to us, Bobby.
I got the Feed the Street mixtape coming out. Actually, it'll be out next Thursday, to be exact. It'll be on Death Piff. It'll be on Mixtape 5 and all your other mixtape websites.
I also
got another mixtape coming out in April, hosted by your girl, Lushy Lush.
Yep. What's the name of that mixtape right there?
I'll let you tell the listeners.
I don't know. We got this one mixtape coming out, man. It's gonna be one for the bedrooms. You definitely having some babies off this one. Please don't hold us. This is the disclaimer. Don't hold us accountable for the babies that come out after you listen to this mixtape. Okay, please, please do not hold us accountable for the babies that you might have had not wanted. That's why they got that Plan B though. But anyway. It's going to be some real sexy stuff, and I'm going to host that joint. It's in April. It's going to be bananas, man. Feed the Streets mixtapes out here. If artists want to get at you and send some of that stuff to you, man, how do they get at you for the mixtape?
They, They can send the music to newmixtapemusic@gmail.com, or they can actually call me up at 202-569-9167, or hit me at Twitter at Mr. Loud Punch.
And that Instagram is Mr. Loud Punch, too. Don't forget
that. Yeah, Instagram, Mr.
Instagram.
Loud Punch. Everything,
Instagram.
Mr. Loud Punch will pop,
Everything,
just
Mr.
Google
Loud
me.
Punch.
Just Google me. You'll find me.
Just Google him, man. He be in the building, man. That dude goes hard in the paint, man, out here in the DMV, man. He's one dude that does good business. When you're looking at for some people to do good business in DMV, no matter you out of town anyway, this guy does good business. Mr. Bobby A, a.k.a. Mr. Loud Punch. You heard? So, Bobby, man, what you think about that Wale joint with Roscoe Dash and stuff? How to Not a Lukewarm. What's your thoughts on that joint?
I say lukewarm. I ain't going to say it ain't. I say lukewarm. Yeah. I actually read something today about Wale that kind of interested me. The man in banked over, they say the man in banked over $5 million this year. That's real coming from out of D.C., supposedly.
Think about all those people who had to step over to get that joint. But you ain't heard that from me. Who said that? I ain't say nothing. Bad luck. But what's your thoughts on this past week's little episodes, like Beyonce's new song? I guess the other side of her, it must have been Sauce of Fish, because I know that wasn't Beyonce. I think this is the other side. Bow Down, yeah. How you feel about that song?
I actually haven't heard it.
Oh, man.
I'm
going to have to put that joint. I'm going to have to give y'all the raw, really raw version, so y'all be like, y'all be scared as I don't know. You're like, what? Who is that? Oh, man. Y'all going to hear this joint. I'm going to play that joint a little bit later, but y'all going to have that in the arsenal in a second. With that one now, what's up? How do you feel about the whole Lil Wayne situation?
Lil Wayne?
Shipping on, do you think that was a whole publicity stunt?
To me, I think so, because the man got a new album about to drop. You know, that's what the rappers do these days. You know, they fake, you know, get shot at, then go sell a couple of 100,000 records. So I really think it was a publicity stunt. The numbers will tell.
I mean, I'm going to tell you honestly, I think a lot of people, even if they did, because, like, the next second day or whatever or something, like, you know what I mean? It was crazy that everybody, like, was like, they thought this dude was really dying. And they having 40-ass seizures and everything.
Yeah.
But then they talk about Meek Mill said that he was basically in there and everything, and he was playing video games and stuff. So, it's crazy, though. But, you know, the music video for Bow Down is kind of weird, too. Like, she's coming out here with this whole, like she's Queen Elizabeth or something. I guess she's trying to let everybody know that she's the baddest chick in this industry, I guess. She's running with power and stuff, so she could say whatever she wants. She's Miss Carter now.
You know his name real strong, so
you know, hey.
That chick.
Yeah, you know, she can do whatever. I heard from the grapevine, this is allegedly, I heard that she wasn't supposed to have that song. I think that was a song, the song was made by Hit-Boy. But, you know, people can pull strings and, you know, get whatever they want, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? She's Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? If she want to have a surrogate mother, she can do that. Who said that? Did I say that? I'm terrible. I'm terrible. I ain't say nothing. But just get them Fridays. Follow Fridays. We all the way live. It's crazy, man. But I don't know. See, Beyonce, that Bow Down junk is definitely crazy. I'm going to play it. And I just want to get you, well, I'm going to play it in a few seconds, but with the Lil Wayne situation, like, my feedback on it earlier, like I said, was why do you even have to do something like that, a publicity, something like that? Like, you're Lil Wayne, you still got artists. All you got to do is say Tunchi on a record, and it's a rap. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You say Tunchi, it's a rap. Why you got to do, I mean, and then the messed up part, it would have been different if the album didn't come out, like, right after, like, the next day. Like, you know, they didn't start putting out, promoting that the album was coming out. I would have had thought it was a little bit more believable, but they put out the information too fast. Oh, yeah, caught an album coming out, you know what I'm saying? I'm not this, whatever the hell the album is. I was, like, tight, because that's not something to play with. That's not something to play with.
You know, he was actually finishing up the album at the hospital. You know that, right? They had everything set up in the hospital room, you know? You didn't know that? You ain't seen it on TMZ?
Nah. He was finishing up the album in the hospital. My man thought he was Biggie real quick.
Hey.
Yo, that shit is crazy, man.
Boy, had Meek Mills and them come out there and do some features.
Well, Meek Mill's doing features in the hospital. They set up the whole recording studio right in the hospital room, son. That's how they get down nowadays. It don't matter where you at. You could be in the cemetery right now recording. They going hard as shit nowadays. Yo, shout out to my man Lil Wayne. If he did have a real seizure, for real, I you know, I hope he work all that situation out. But, yo, if it was a publicity, I think, because it don't make sense, because how you come out with the album, like, not too long, like, everybody's like, yo, let me go cut that album, because, yo, who knows how long Lil Wayne got? Come on, son, get out of here, man. Don't nobody got time for that. I don't know what's going on, man, nowadays, man. But anyway, it's Follow Fridays, Freestyle Fridays. Call in at 347-826-7722. 347, I see you, man. We got to go in, 347, talking about what's going on in this crazy world. Don't forget to check out Bras and Bra Straps Female Battle League. They going in and they killing the game right now. Big shout out to Maya the B. You know what I'm saying? It's actually her birthday today, I think. Big shout out to her. I think it's her birthday. You know what I'm saying? It's her birthday coming up soon, and she having a party. You know what I'm saying? So don't forget, you know what I'm saying, check her out, Maya the B, and everything. That's my girl. She's on that This Is 50, the round table, always doing her thing. That's my sister from another mother. Check her out with her fine ass. You heard? We ain't playing no games out here. Let's make you on live, baby. We love the fellas and we love the ladies. We love everybody. We don't discriminate on nobody. Man, so what's in the oven right now, bro? I know you got something cooking in it. You got something cooking in the oven. What we eating tonight, man? I'm hungry.
I'm in these streets tonight.
You in these streets, man? Shoot.
In the streets tonight.
I need to go clock some work, too. I'm about to get off.
We mellow?
Yo, we on the late live right now. We got 347 live in the building. 347, what it do, baby? 347, what it do, baby?
347, this is AK Chop. What's up?
What up, Chop? What's going on, man? I got my man, my bro in the building, Mr. Loud Punch, man, in the building.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What he be doing? Because I just called back in. I told you I was getting pretty.
I know you was getting pretty, man. Don't hurt him out there, man. Don't hurt him.
No, I ain't gonna hurt him, man. What's up with you, though, dude, man? What you doing, man? Talk about it. Pardon me, I'm in the street right now. I'm running.
He in the streets too right now.
Oh, that's my man right there. I fucks with him, man. I fucks with him. We running and gunning.
He in the streets right now, and you know what I'm saying? Bobby got the whole mixtape situation going on and everything, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he got to Feed the Streets mixtape. I'm hosting another mixtape with him in April.
You need to come to New York and do that. Is he in New York?
Nah, he out here in the DMV and stuff, but he accepted all of that stuff.
Hey,
yeah,
listen, you got to go to Cambridge, man. Fuck my man Maginum, man. You got to go down there.
Okay, okay.
They got some heat out there, man. Cross the Chesapeake.
I don't mess with no water, son. I ain't swimming. Get out of here.
Oh, come on, man. They ain't swimming, man. They showed us a good time, though, when we landed out there. So I'm going to have to big them up, man. It was so real, man. The club was packed. The DJs was on. The artist was there. It was nice.
Well, we gotta link us up with that, man, because we're gonna be doing some work. We're gonna be doing in the battle scene.
The battle scene.
A lot of stuff. We're gonna be doing a lot of stuff, so you know what I'm saying? You know any people out here in the DMV? We're gonna come up to New York. I'll be in New York next week, so you know what I'm saying? I'll be in the.
You already know that. Yo, I'm feeling that though. I like the way he pushing. He in the street. He running. He calling up. That's how you do it.
Word. That's my dude right
straight
there.
Straight up. That's how you do it.
Yo,
look, he's calling. He's straight on the street. He probably driving right now.
He is.
What exit he on? I know he on the. Matter of fact, don't even say it, cause you might get chased down. You might get chased down. I'm telling you, man. Don't even say it right now. I know that exit though. You hear me?
You wild, man. All right, so we got two topics today, man. You know the topic.
What's the topic? What's the topic, Lush?
All right, Beyonce got a new song called Bow Down.
Oh, Rush Limbaugh, yay.
Bow
Fuck
Down.
That fat.
What's your opinion
on it? Fuck that fat nigga. The only thing she's saying is all our chicks that's on top of their game, all you lower tier bitches, bow down. Stop hating. Feel me?
I'm going to keep it funky.
You hear me? I'm going to keep it funky. I ain't like Beyonce for a minute. I ain't like her for a minute, just for a second. I ain't like her. But when I look at people's track work and how much work they put in, you have to love them. You have to. You see me? You can only knock a female that's not putting that work in, that's sitting there and living. Like she said, yo, what you think, I'm some little wife? No, I'm running around. Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to love Beyonce for that. She's showing, you know, especially after the Super Bowl when she sent the shout out to the sisters. So you got the detractors sitting there trying to go, okay, you know, Beyonce, she says this one, then shut up. You know, get off her dick. She's made $50,000 off of Pepsi, and right now she's running around with the Miss Carter tour, and she's doing her thing. How you going to hate on somebody that's putting that work in? Come on, you act like you don't see me.
Oh, fuck, I see you.
Rondo looking ass, nigga. Hey, yo, you hear me? Hey, yo, you hear me, though? Yeah, how you going to hate on B like that, though? You can't hate on B. What's the next topic? You can't hate on B.
I'm going to play the Bow Down song for y'all cats out there, Hot or Not or Lukewarm, and it's Hit-Boy made that song. But question. Okay, the whole fiasco with your boy Lil Wayne, man. My man, they said the man was dead, seized the door. My man recorded the rest of the song in the hospital, man. What's going down, son?
Yo, you hear me?
Publicity,
hey, listen,
son.
Lil Wayne is a crackhead, okay? You can't catch a crackhead. You hear me? You can't catch a crackhead, and you can't deny him his flavor. He's a fucking crackhead. And I don't care if you know if I said it, because he probably wanted to sign me at the end of the day. You hear me? He's a fucking crackhead. The boy sniffed dope, you know.
Man,
you hear me? Yeah, look, Lil Wayne is a crackhead. You can't catch a crackhead when he run, And you can't stop him when he's on his mission. He's a crackhead. He got my girl Nikki. She over there retarded, bleaching her skin. Well, her fucking pencil nose. I hope she don't turn to Lil' Kim. Excuse me, I'm going to Lil' Wayne. You know what I mean? Listen, he got Nikki. He got Herman Monster face. Your man Drake. Nigga look like Herman Monster with a fucking Caesar. Like, come on, be serious.
I'm done.
Come on. You can't get mad at Wayne, man. Listen, if I was in a hospital, I'd probably be trying to sit there and record my songs. Because I go that hard, they call me Ronnie Retard. You understand where I'm coming from?
I feel you, man.
You can't knock
crazy.
Some niggas for... I ain't going to lie, I can't knock Wayne. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how far I get up the ladder, I'm still going to call him Lil' Crackheads. He's a fucking crackhead. That's what he do. Yo, can I get you?
Yo, shut the fuck up.
I'm not sure about
it. Yo, I love me some AK Chop, man. He crazy. On that note, we're going to play that song, Bow Down, for all those that didn't get to listen
play,
to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, play that for them hoes, man.
We're going to play that joint real quick. And I want to get your feedback. Hot or not or lukewarm, tell me how you feel about it. Are you disturbed? You like it, whatever. Call
yeah, give
in.
It up.
67722 Beyonce. Bow.
But your sister was
That was that Bow Down Bitches I did with Beyonce. I'm confused. She says, I'm not just his little wife. I've been on and doing my thing and stuff. I still don't get all the lyrics and stuff, but I don't like it. Not because I'm hating nothing, but I don't like it. I just want to hear what Bobby got to say about the situation. Bobby, what you think about that? Bobby, what you think about that?
I don't like it. And I ain't a Beyonce hater. I just don't like it.
I don't get it. I'm lost. I don't know. Maybe I need to listen to it a couple. I don't like it. I don't understand where she's coming from. Maybe like Chop said, she might be wanting to make a statement that everybody thinks she, you know, called a wife. But yeah, I mean, she wouldn't have had all that power really if she wasn't married to him. On some real talk, until she got married to him, that's when she really blew up. Yeah, she would have had got her mediocre little joint, you know what I'm saying, off of being Beyonce on some regular. But when she got with Beyonce, that whole merger, that was all a financial situation. Yeah, they might love each other, whatever, that they pursue for us, but we already know people was clocking bread off that whole situation. They clocking money. I don't understand the song. I don't like the song. I ain't a Beyonce hater. I'm not a super fan, but the song is whack. That's all I got to say. You want to be mad at me? I don't care. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Shit's black. But, yeah, it's your girl, that's live in the building. And I don't like the song. I mean, hey, 2 weeks is on. There might be some people that are super fans that will freaking fall out and say, oh, my God. I say, she can play whatever she wants. It's whatever. So we could do that. It's all good. Whatever. But I get tired of artists. They get to a certain point and they just start giving us garbage like we just supposed to accept this. Like, come on, man. You could, for all that, all you had to just say is, look, I feel like I'm on. I think I'm the baddest chick. She could have just said that talk. Ain't had to put that out. That's not even a song. What is that? I don't know. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, I can't knock her for her grind. She got her grind. She got her man that's with power. She got her little power. And she's doing her thing. So I can't really knock her for what she's doing. Yeah, she getting money. But that song is whack. Whack is whack. And that's it. Lush Radio Online. We the People's Voice. Always online. Each and every Friday. All through the week. Don't forget to check out Motivational Mondays. And don't forget to check out having an E2K on a Queens Lounge. Also, don't forget to check out Business Wednesday, where we tell you how to improve your business. And we'll be adding some more shows to the arsenal. And it's all the way live. Your girl, Lexi, that's will be it. So watch out for us. Watch for the hook. We in the building. Lush Radio Online. And I'm not playing no games with y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to my man Justin Timberlake killing the game. With his suit and tie on, man. Justin is just coming back. It's like he never get old to me. I just love me some Justin. Mm-hmm. I still remember your butt from NSYNC, baby. I was sitting there dancing with your boy Bam, baby. Justin Timberlake, man. My man married now, grown. Saturday Night Live. Love in the Box. My man in the building, Justin Timberlake, man. Neighbors. And we out of here. Let's Radio Online. Love, peace, and chicken grease. Don't forget to check out Mr. Loud Punch on Instagram, Twitter, all over the place. Google him, Mr. Loud Punch, everything. Lushy Lush. Don't forget to check out DJ Toonie on Instagram everywhere. And my man, AK Chop. We in the building. Lush Radio Online. Shout out to the whole fam. Pisces, we in the building. Let's get it popping. We in here like swimwear. Bow, bow, bow. I'm out of here.
got you something to admire, cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in the part of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare might be hard to find, just know that I'm always there and now on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full,